All right.
I'm scared I'll lose all my energy. Okay. Or I'm scared I'll wake up and get a migraine right away and be debilitated for the day. In other words, I still am scared. I can't control my body.
Okay. So here we are. We're going to do a session here. We're tapping on the iPods with the energy apps. And this session is copyrighted by myself, Dr. Norm McVeigh, all rights reserved, 2010. And you waive any rights to this particular video or audio here?
This is just sprung on me.
I do this every session.
Wow. Okay, but from now on we have to talk about it.
We can take it back.
I don't want every session.
You can take it back at the end of the session if you don't like it.
Okay.
But if you don't take it back, then here it is. For all everybody
Thank
out there.
And that's a good way to do it.
Everybody out there in radio land, if they're going to.
Yeah, not every session is something I want.
Okay.
To be public.
Okay. Well, this sounds good. So, alrighty. So, alright. So tell me this concern again.
Well, I woke up this morning and I couldn't get up. I didn't have enough energy to get out of bed. So I pushed myself this week, and I sort of bounced back. But the fear is someday I just won't be able to get up.
Good. Okay, that's well said. You got a green light on that for out there in the students
yeah,
out there.
It's a big fear.
Yeah, we're using a heart rate variability monitor wired up to my client here, Sharon. And so she got a green light on that, which was indicative that she's not psychologically reversed. So that's a real good sign. We can just proceed ahead with this, okay? So this is a good thing. Hold on for a second. Oh, here we are. Ah, okay. So let's just go ahead and talk a bit about while you tap. We'll do some venting.
I can't control headaches. I can't control overwhelm that my body gets into when I've done too much. I don't know when I've done too much. I don't have accurate measurements of how to manage my energy. And I'm generally at the effect of feeling weak and helpless around my strength and endurance. I don't get sick much anymore. We worked through a lot of that with those sessions on how I use sickness to get my needs met. So I'm not doing that. But now it's like, to live a full, robust life, I still put blocks in the way of that, of not observing the signals. So last night, when I was going to give you a massage, I felt tired. But instead of not doing it, by God, I was going to go ahead and do it anyway. And not only did I do it, but I pushed myself like, fuck you, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm tired of this. I'm just going to just barrel ahead. That kind of stuff I still do.
Okay.
That self-sabotage of not observing my limits.
Okay, so that's pretty much the situation there. Okay, so let's do some tapping on that. Now I'm just going to check now on psychological reversal. There's enough there to get that off.
Okay.
So now what happened is you weren't reversed when you first started talking about it, but now that you dug into it, you caught the reversal. And the reversal wants you to succumb rather than succeed.
Yes.
I mean, well,
there's
it's
still
dictated.
Some of that.
Yes, it's like a self-sabotage mechanism.
Yeah, it is still there a little bit. But boy, it's really good to know that it doesn't make me as sick as I used to get.
Yeah. Now you're down to some smaller grade symptoms that are probably manageable.
Which is fatigue.
Yep. I got it. Okay, so here I go again.
Here I go again.
Not listening to myself.
Not listening to myself, overwhelming myself.
Charged ahead like a bull. And ended up overwhelming myself.
And ended up overwhelming myself with too much adrenaline.
I didn't want to disappoint anybody.
I didn't want to disappoint Norm.
And I made my agreement.
And by God, I didn't want to disappoint myself.
By God, if I make an agreement, I'm going to stick to it.
And by God, if I make an agreement, I'm going to stick to it.
No matter how it wrecks my health.
No matter how it wrecks my health.
My word's way more important than my health.
My word's way more important than my health. I think something else was going on here.
Ah. Tell me about that.
Well, these evenings with you are very special, and I don't want to lose them because then they don't come back.
Okay.
You know, if it's gone, that's my chance this week. See, that's come and gone then.
Yeah, that's the second reversal.
Oh, all right.
So we're going to deal with this, and then we'll go to that. And the second reversal is scarcity of time with a man.
Yeah.
Scarcity of the stuff you're looking for with a man.
With Norm.
Yeah, okay.
Not with
okay,
man.
Then, okay. And so, therefore, you get a pounce on it when it even looks like it's going to show up.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So, and that doesn't matter. And no matter what it does to you, that's what it does to you.
Yes.
Yeah, got it. Okay. So the first one, yeah. So, I saw the signs.
I saw the signs.
But I wasn't budging.
My
body's not going to tell me what to do. I'll just go ahead and shove it through a knot hole. Don't care what happens. Because that's me. And that's what I do.
And I get mad at my limitations, damn it.
Good. You went coherent on that.
I'm mad at my fucking limitations.
So that's the issue. That's the issue within the reversal we want to get to. Okay. So I'm mad at my limitations. I'm
mad at my limitations.
I'm not going to accept my limitations.
I'll kill myself first.
Yes. I'll die. I'll die rather than be limited. I can't live with these limitations.
Like being in a box, trying to move around in a fucking box.
These limitations are horrid. I won't acknowledge them. They're not there.
These limitations are not there.
Yeah, and that's where you went coherent, was on suppressed limitations.
Yeah.
So the mechanism is driving them out of your consciousness, pretending they're not there, charging ahead like a bull, and then getting the repercussions.
Yeah, exactly.
I refuse to acknowledge limitations.
I've been limited like this forever, the sickly, tired, fatigued, stress queen. I'm sick of her. I won't acknowledge her.
They don't exist. I don't see them. I don't notice them. I'm oblivious to them. And that's the way I want to keep it. That's what works for me. You can see how well it's working right now. So I'm not changing anything. I like to feast and famine.
I
don't know why we're doing the session on this.
I've
been trying for years to help me with this. But I won't receive help. Because I know what's right for me. I just do it anyway. Right or wrong. I'm doing it.
That's the way I was as a kid.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was just like, I'm just going to do this. And it used to wipe me out. I used to get just wiped out, exhausted, and have to be put to bed. But I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't acknowledge my limits. I would just get mad and go on anyway.
All right. So I'm going on anyway. I'm not going to stop. I'll do it till I die.
I'll do it till I drop.
And you can't make any difference in that. I'm a young child. And I just keep doing what I want to do. And my parents can't stop me.
I get myself all wound up into a tantrum, and then I fall down and hurt myself.
And then I have to be put to bed. Okay, start to go into coherence there, and then drop back so there's more there.
I'm hyperactive.
Yeah.
It started with being a hyperactive child, and it's carried over into adulthood where I run the adrenaline and I don't want to stop. I'm either full on.
Or full off.
There's
no immediate. There's no intermediate ground.
And I want intermediate ground. Yeah.
I don't know when to stop.
Honestly, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't get clear signals.
Yeah.
I don't know when to stop.
Well, the only time I stop.
It's
when I can't go on. And the only.
And even Norm tells me, you know, just go a little further, or just do a little more. My coach.
This is not in session, by the way. I say these things. Personal relationship.
Oh, well, you can edit this tape. It's audio.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I want people to see how belligerent you are.
No, you just edit out the personal parts.
I will. I don't care about that.
Swear words.
I don't care about that. We went coherent on my swear words. Okay, so say, so I don't say after me. I don't want to stop.
I don't want to stop.
I'm not going to stop.
I'm not going to stop.
You can't make me.
You can't make me.
I'm going to do it till I drop.
I'm going to do it till I drop.
Complain a lot.
Complain a lot.
And then do it till I drop.
Until I die. I'm just going to die then. Yes. I remember once when I was little, I said, I don't care, I'll just die. And I went under the dining room table and wouldn't come out.
I'll die from exertion.
I'll die from exertion.
In my own space and time.
In my own space and time.
There, you got it on that one. Yeah, the release on that is the intention to die from exertion. I mean, that's the postulate or the intention that's in there. Mm. So good. So we got a coherence on that.
Something's in there that's all twisted and back-ass words.
Yeah, the whole area is released. Now, the one that popped up afterwards, what was that? Remember we said we're going to go back and deal with that afterwards? Oh, about scarcity of me.
Yeah.
So we got the reversal is off.
What I really want with men, I have to grab it when it's there, or I'll never have it again.
Now, we got a reversal on that one.
Okay.
So, all right. So, this would be good. Okay, so.
Men are hard to get.
Yes, exactly. Very good. Thank you. You really got. Yes.
They elude me.
Yes, very good. So, yes.
I can't pin them down. I can't control them.
Pity.
I'd like to imprison them, but I don't know how.
Yeah. This is good. So let's get that on this one here. In muscle testing, it indicates the counter intention on this reversal is a part of it that would be better worked on than the other. And let's work on the part where you really don't want. You say you want the time with me more, but let's work on the time on the counter intention and the counter effort in your subconscious that causes it not to work, which is the reversal.
Right.
So let's try this. I don't want to have time with men.
I don't want to have time with men.
I don't want to need a man.
I don't want to need a man. Well, that's true.
There are. I don't like being at the effect of men.
I don't like being at the effect of men.
And what's more, I don't like being at the effect of myself.
And what's more, I don't like being at the effect of myself.
I hate it that I need a man.
I hate it that I need a man.
I hate it that I can't be a self-starter on my own.
I hate it that I can't be a self-starter on my own.
I really don't like to be alone.
I really don't like to be alone.
Because I don't know what
to do again.
Yeah, because I don't know what to do when I'm alone.
Because I don't know what to do when I'm bored with myself.
Yes, exactly.
I'm boring to me.
Yes. I need a director. I need a coach or a director to help me to get fun in my life.
I need a coach or a director to help me get fun in my life.
And when I can't find
and to stay active.
Yes.
Otherwise, I become like Darren. I'm a mole.
Yes. And I become dependent.
And I become dependent.
And then when I become dependent, I become psychologically reversed.
And then when I become dependent, I become psychologically reversed.
Until I clear up my own need.
Until I clear up my own need.
There's really not much I can do about another person.
There's really not much I can do about another person.
Well, the reversal's off on that. So I want to become whole in myself.
I want to become whole in myself.
And not needy.
And not needy.
The more I need.
The more I need.
The less I have.
The less I have.
The more I don't have.
The more I don't have.
The more I need.
The more I need.
And the more I need,
the more I need,
the more I don't have,
the more I don't have,
and the more I don't have,
the more I don't have,
the more I need,
the more I need.
Now that's coherent right there. So that's a longer green light than we've had so far this session. So we're getting to some real good ground that your heart really feels good about. All right.
Yeah, I don't want to be needy.
Yeah. So you can you see it that it's not about me.
Sort of.
Okay, the needy.
Well, you're my pleasure object.
Yes. So the needy identity doesn't see it.
No, that identity.
Yeah, because it doesn't see outside of the need.
No.
But when you get outside
the
need.
It's a pleasure to it. It's an addiction.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not the source of my own pleasure.
I'm not the source of my own pleasure.
I need an outside agency.
I need an outside agency.
Or an outside person.
An outside person.
To get me to have a good time.
Get me to have a good time.
Because if I don't have someone else...
Because if I don't have someone else...
I slip into my stuff.
I just slip into my stuff. So true.
Yeah. And so I need to keep busy.
I sink.
Yeah, I need to keep busy.
I need to keep busy.
And generate a life of my own.
And generate a life of my own.
So I can enjoy myself.
So I can enjoy myself.
And don't need to depend upon another.
And don't need to depend upon another. But
I can hear the resistance in this, right? Because, so tell me what the resistance is.
I want a partner.
All right. Okay.
I want to share love and pleasure. I don't want to be without that.
Okay.
I notice I'm whining.
It's exactly. So I muscle testing that. About 12 years old was real strong on that. And earlier, about 4, real strong on that whine. Yeah. Can you feel the counter intention in there? Can you feel the wanting to have it, but creating not having it? So without having joy in yourself, you can't resonate joy out here in the world. When you're whining inside yourself, you create your life being alone.
Okay.
I want to be alone.
I want to be alone.
I can't stand being dependent upon somebody else.
I can't stand being dependent on anybody else.
I always get disappointed. I always get let down. It never turns out right.
In the end. Something inside of me. Make sure it doesn't turn out right.
I'm my own worst enemy.
I am my own worst enemy. I don't have any other enemies. If I don't want to be with myself.
Why should I expect someone else to want to be with me?
Why should I expect to have somebody else want to be with me? We've gone over this again and again and again.
Yeah, we're getting
it. This stubborn idiot going to get it.
We're getting it from other angles. I want to find joy within myself. Where else will I find it? Why do I think it'll be showing up in another? If it's not showing up in me. How can I entertain myself? So I'll really enjoy my own company.
If I really enjoyed my own company. Pressure would be off. The only time I've ever enjoyed my own company was when I was deeply on a spiritual path.
Exactly.
And I really experienced my essence.
Exactly.
That's the only time. I've never liked myself otherwise.
Yeah. And that's the release. What we got down now to in this, the core of this, is when you wandered off your spiritual path, you lost a large part of you, which now causes you to want to be dependent upon others for your qualities you don't get inside yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
So, okay.
Absolutely.
So, there's a nice reversal in this one. Okay, so I don't want to find my spiritual path. If I found my spiritual path. It wouldn't work out.
It wouldn't work out because it didn't work out before, did it?
So possibly it didn't work out before, so it could never work out again.
Well, it didn't work out before, so it could never work out again.
So what about it didn't work out before?
Well, I could never have that idyllic life I had, Mark.
Okay. So if you can't have it,
that's
then...
That's gone.
Well, it couldn't return?
No.
Because why?
Well, those circumstances will never present themselves again.
Well, how about the circumstance of your spiritual path? Did that present itself again?
Not like that.
Well, why not?
Because it isn't the same time as it was before.
Okay, so
the same situation will never exist again, and I know that.
Okay, so why go for the same situation?
Because it was the ideal.
Ah, so have you considered letting go of the ideal and let go of being stuck in a wind and pursuing a spiritual path in a new unit of time?
I've tried it. It didn't work. Nothing is satisfying. I've tried ever since it quit in 81. I tried for 10 years and then I gave up.
Okay. All right. So good. Now we go. Okay. So I looked for a spiritual path.
I looked for a spiritual path.
But I didn't intend to find one.
Because
I knew damn well.
Because
it wouldn't be like the earlier time.
So I looked.
With my eyes closed.
To
make sure I didn't find a spiritual path.
And then when I didn't find a spiritual path,
it was okay to give up.
Because
I had looked.
But
something inside me.
Seek, but do not find.
Yes, exactly. Don't knock, so it won't be open.
There's the Course in Miracles.
Yeah. I don't want to find a spiritual path.
My ego doesn't.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. If I found a spiritual path.
Well, if I found a spiritual path, I wouldn't need anybody.
Yes, the game would be up.
The game would be up.
My codependence would be up.
My codependence would be up.
My looking for the pleasure outside of me would be up.
My looking for the pleasure outside of me would be up.
Couldn't blame men.
Couldn't blame men.
Couldn't have the problems of controlling them.
Couldn't have the problems of controlling them.
Couldn't get all that value from being alone.
Couldn't get all that value from being alone.
I just don't want to find a spiritual path.
I just don't want to find a spiritual path.
And I make sure I do a lot of things.
And I make sure I do a lot of things.
To not find it.
To not find it.
Those are not opportunities for me.
Those are not opportunities for me.
And I don't intend to find one.
And I don't intend to find one.
And there's nothing you can do to make me find one.
And there's nothing you can do to make me find one.
I'm under the dining room table about this.
I'm under the dining room table about this. Stubborn child.
And you can't get me to come out.
You can't get me to come out.
I'm staying under the dining room table.
I'm just going to stay here till I die.
I'd rather die.
I'd rather die.
Than find a spiritual path.
Than find a spiritual path. And it looks like I will, too.
Ah, so far so good.
My ego gets to be right. Ah.
Okay, so when you think about the idea of finding a spiritual path, the blockage to finding that, how intense is that on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Good, that's what I got. So whereas it's just solid as could be. And we can't get coherence on this no matter how we look at this so far. It's just, I won't go coherent on this. The thought of this is nothing but stressful. Okay? So let's see how we can angle this thing around here.
Well, because I did try.
Okay.
I went to Spirit Rock a lot. I tried going back to the Course in Miracles. I couldn't concentrate.
Right.
Couldn't meditate. You know, when I started my spiritual path, I had a lot of support. I never would have gotten on it in the first place. Yep. I never was strong on it by myself, Norm.
Okay.
And the minute the support diminished, so did my connection.
Okay, so I wonder how we would proceed with this. This is a big, big block on finding the spiritual path. Now I can feel more psychological reversal there on that. Ah, okay.
Yeah, I don't want it to take my life away. I want to have a personal life.
Is that what it did before?
Yeah, I was mainly a spiritual teacher.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I had a lot of good things there. I had a tantric relationship with Marshall. That was great. I was a leader of a spiritual community. But what I didn't have was an ordinary woman's life.
Ah, got it. Okay.
I don't want to lose that.
Let's get the reversal off. This is great. Okay, thanks for volunteering that. Okay. I don't want to find a spiritual path.
I don't want to find a spiritual path.
Because I'd lose everything else that I have. If I found a spiritual path. It would be just like before. Yes.
I wouldn't have a real three-dimensional relationship with anybody.
Even though I have the intention that says, I'll never find it like I did before. I've got the counter-intention if I don't want to find it like I did before. Therefore, nothing shows up.
That's an insight that I never had before. Thank you.
Yeah.
I kept mourning the loss of it, but then I really don't want to live that way.
Exactly.
I want to live the way we're living.
Exactly.
I want to travel, and I want to have pretty clothes, and I want to be a woman.
Yes, you're coherent on that. That's what we're looking for. So I got a feeling. The two cannot coexist.
Well, yeah, that's my belief. Yeah. The two cannot coexist.
Nice clothes.
Nice clothes and travel and sex and a wonderful love relationship can't coexist with a spiritual teacher.
Yeah, and being on the spiritual path.
Being on the spiritual path means I have to be a spiritual teacher.
Yeah, it means a lot of the things I currently enjoy can't exist. So if I'm on the spiritual path, I lose what I have. And if I'm doing it the way I'm doing it. I can't be on a spiritual path.
So the hell with the spiritual path. I'll be codependent.
That was quick.
I'd rather stay codependent.
A spiritual path would wreck my life.
A spiritual path would wreck my life as I know it now.
It would be a course in misery. I don't want to find any spiritual path and wreck my life.
And have to be like Byron Katie. All she does is work with the public night and day.
I'm not looking.
Poor husband.
I'm not looking too hard for this one.
I
don't want to find this.
I do not want to find this.
Oh, how miserable.
And I believe you can't have it all, you see.
Yeah.
Underneath all of that, I don't believe I can have it all.
Yeah.
I have to have one or the other.
I can't have a spiritual path.
I can't have a spiritual path and have a fulfilling life as a woman. That's my belief.
Yeah. Can't be done.
Can't be done.
Yeah. I can't do that any more than I know when to quit.
I can't do that any more than I know to quit. Thank you. God, you didn't miss a trick, did you?
I don't know when to quit.
I don't know when to quit.
I don't know when to start.
I don't know when to start.
I don't know how to have a spiritual path.
I don't know how to have a spiritual path.
And I don't know how to have a purposeful life.
And I don't know how to have a purposeful life.
They cannot all exist in the same space.
I believe they can't exist in the same space.
They're all separate personalities.
They're all separate personalities.
They don't integrate.
They don't integrate. Maybe I should do voice dialogue on them.
Yeah, interesting.
And I'll sit them down in the chairs and have them talk to each other.
Yeah, that'd be a good conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because spiritual life...
Because spiritual life...
Has a particular definition for me.
Has a particular definition for me, yeah.
In that definition... Perhaps...
Perhaps...
May not be really what spiritual life is all about.
Perhaps may not be what spiritual life is all about.
There's an identity inside of me...
There's an identity inside of me...
That has a picture of spiritual life...
That has a picture of spiritual life...
And the identity is flawed.
And the identity is flawed.
And therefore the picture of spiritual life...
And therefore the picture of spiritual life...
Comes out of that identity's misery.
Comes out of that identity and misery.
And the spiritual life that identity seeks...
And the spiritual life that identity seeks...
Is misery.
Is misery.
Because the identity...
Because the identity...
Comes from misery.
Comes from misery.
And that's what resonates misery is misery.
That's what resonates misery is misery. I'm glad this is taped because I'm going to listen to it again.
That's good. You're coherent on that there. It's a release on that. So, yeah, maybe I should let go of my idea of what a spiritual life is.
My idea of what a spiritual life is.
That it has to be all on or all off.
That it has to be all on or all off.
That I don't know when to start a spiritual life.
And I don't know when to start a spiritual life.
And I don't know when to stop a spiritual life.
And I don't know when to stop a spiritual life. What I'm really worried most about...
Is spiritual life might get out of control.
And take me over again.
Once I started... I won't be able to stop it.
Like once I start an activity...
I don't know when to stop it. And spiritual life is another activity. Another one that I don't know when to stop.
And when to start.
And so, therefore, I'm not having any of it. So I couldn't find spiritual life if you paid me.
I said I wanted to have a meditation center close by.
Yeah, it sure shows up.
It shows up. I never go there.
Yes.
I've been invited there many times for retreats by other people. I don't go.
Well, your intention is strong enough to create a spiritual center. It's not strong enough to create a good spiritual center that works for you.
Yeah, and I love Brahma Kumaris. I play the music all the time.
Yeah. I play the music 5 blocks from the center. Can't give me
anything. I don't like the meditations there, so what am I supposed to do? Go do them anyway, even if I don't like them?
Well, it's a really good point. So I'm afraid of getting involved with the spiritual life.
I'm afraid of getting involved with the spiritual life.
So I won't know how to stop it.
I won't know how to stop it, and I won't be a codependent anymore, and then who will I be?
Yeah, then I'll be who knows what.
I know. I won't have any personality at all.
Well, yeah, my whole life is about needing a man.
My whole life has been about needing a man.
Yes. My whole life is about being dependent on a man.
My whole life is about being dependent on a man.
And how they've disappointed me.
Oh, how they've disappointed me. That part I don't like.
Yes. So I've got a love-hate relationship with men. Works for a while. Then it doesn't work. And I'm back in the soup again. Fine kettle of fish. I don't know how to need a man. In the way that works for me. It's all on.
So what?
It's all on.
It's all on.
Or all off.
Or all off.
I don't know how to get balance.
I don't know how to get balance.
Just like I don't know how to get a spiritual life into my life.
Just like I don't know how to get a spiritual life into my life and balance my life that way.
Exactly. It's got to be all one thing or another.
It's got to be all one thing or another.
And so,
always been like that.
My life has turned out to be another.
My life has turned out to be another.
I'm afraid of what might happen.
I'm afraid of what might happen.
But maybe. If I approach it just a little bit.
If I approach it just a little bit.
They've even wrote a page of a spiritual book.
Even what?
Even read a page of a spiritual book.
Oh, spiritual books. I went back last summer and read some of the Course in Miracles.
Okay.
Listen to a bit good.
Wow, this area of spirituality is really conflicted.
But I mean, there's no juice in it. There's no energy. There's no draw. I feel like I've been there, done that. Has to be some different kind of spiritual thing. I don't know what.
Well, as long as I don't.
As long as I don't
look into any other spiritual things.
Look into any other spiritual things.
I won't find any.
I won't find any. Well, I'm going to go to this party Sunday if I'm up to it. That's a start, isn't it?
Do you feel I'm making you do something?
No, I don't have to go. Okay. I'm not pressuring you.
Well, it's a start. So say, it's a start, isn't it?
Well, you want me to do something.
Well, say it.
What?
It's a start, isn't it?
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 Isn't that good enough for you?
Isn't that good enough for you?
See, I'm doing something.
Read a page out of a book.
I'm doing something, can't you see?
I'm doing something. I mean, what difference is it if I read a page out of a book? It doesn't do any good.
How much do I have to see?
How much do I have to see?
How much do I have to do?
How much do I have to do?
Isn't just a little bit okay?
The only time I felt good with it is when I was up at Charlene's coaching that woman and being the spiritual teacher. Then it was alive for me when I'm a teacher. But I don't want to be a teacher. It doesn't come alive for me unless I'm teaching somebody something.
Uh-huh.
Then I drop right into my spiritual self.
I got a great idea.
What?
Why don't you teach yourself something?
Very funny.
Well, that would fully fulfill your criteria.
And how do I do that? Sit down in the mirror and talk to myself?
Well, strangely enough, you're coherent on that. So you tell me. Well, it does embody.
I write in my journal. I should keep doing that.
Oh, okay. Good.
That works.
Good.
And I abandoned that a few months ago.
Good. You're staying coherent on that. So, yes.
It brings me back to the truth. That's what got our relationship really going for me, was writing in that journal. Because it brought me back to the holy relationship, which is my path.
Good. So, that would be a good to do for you. Would be journaling, writing in your journal again. That'd be a gradient step into your spiritual realm.
Much better than reading books.
Yes, exactly. You want to find something that turned into. We weren't getting coherence before. Mm-hmm. We got it on the journaling.
Mm-hmm. That really works for me.
Yeah. Now I wonder what it is about the journaling that is so good for you and that
because
works so well.
I allow the truth to come through me and onto the page. I talk to myself. I tell myself the truth about myself.
What happens during the rest of your life?
I'm caught up in the drama.
So, now, when you journal, do you tap?
No, I don't have to.
You don't have to?
No, I write really wonderful things in my journal.
So somehow this seems to be a space outside of...
I convince myself that there really is a spirituality in the universe.
Ha, so that's interesting.
Because otherwise, I'm skeptical. It's like... What is this?
Is it a channeling that happens during your writing?
Yeah, my being talks to me. My own being talks to me. My higher self talks to me.
Okay, so let's do some anchoring on this, because this is now we found something that is working. We can do some anchoring here. Okay, I wonder if I would keep journaling.
If I would keep journaling.
That I might find the benefits of journaling.
I might find the benefits of journaling.
Leaking into other portions of my life.
Leaking into other portions of my life.
I wonder if I can have that great self-talk that I have when I journal.
I wonder if I can have that great self-talk when I journal.
In other parts of my life.
In other parts of my life.
It's kind of strange that I have it in this one part.
It's kind of strange that I have it in this one part.
And also when I'm a spiritual teacher.
And also when I'm a spiritual teacher.
But not so much in the others.
But not so much in the others, because I'm too caught up in the beta mind.
Yeah. I wonder why I allow myself.
I wonder why I allow myself.
This luxury.
This luxury.
In some areas of my life.
In some areas of my life.
And not in others.
And not in others. I know, I just stop it.
Yeah. I wonder if I would allow myself.
I think it's confusion. Yeah. I don't see how to build the bridge.
Yeah. I wonder if I would allow myself.
I wonder if I would allow myself.
To have some carryover benefit.
To have some carryover benefit.
Into other parts of my life.
Into other parts of my life.
I wonder if I might allow other parts of my life.
I wonder if I might allow other parts of my life.
To benefit from the self-talk.
To benefit from the self-talk.
It would be interesting. It
would be interesting.
Be interesting if I was in the middle of an upset. It
would be interesting if I was in the middle of an upset.
Or being very alone.
Or being very alone.
I might just sit down and journal.
Or I might just sit down and journal.
And blow the charge.
And blow the charge.
Be interesting.
Be interesting.
Because that's a tool that I have.
Because that's a tool that I have.
I wonder what if I could just use it when I'm unhappy.
I wonder if I could just use it when I'm unhappy.
I wonder if I could use it when I feel bummed out.
I wonder if I could use it when I feel bummed out.
Or when Norm disappoints me terribly.
That's when I write in it.
Oh, it is.
When things work with us and when things don't, it helps me.
Well, it's either on or off, of course.
Well, I have to acknowledge good things
we
happening.
Do.
And
we
when
do.
They're not happening, I try to get myself through it
good.
By telling myself the truth.
Good.
That's not so bad.
That's not so bad at all. But what, so I'm wondering what happened to the middle ground.
I'm busy living.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it's fine. As long as, in the middle ground, you don't need the tool, I guess. So you only need the tool, you only require the tool.
Yeah, tools. But I still think it would keep my life more smooth and have an experience of spirit ongoing if I did it all the time.
Oh,
you know, like once a day.
Or yes.
Maybe I wouldn't do it once a day, but a few times a week I could commit to because I enjoy writing.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I started out being a writer.
So something is trying to come through.
Something is trying to come through my being.
I block it every once in a while.
I block it every once in a while.
I complain sometimes.
I complain sometimes.
And find fault in others.
And find fault in others.
But the truth is something's trying to come through.
The truth is something's trying to come through. And it would really help me times when I feel out of control, helpless, scared, if not only I tapped, because tapping myself, it takes the edge off it, but it doesn't. It's not really coaching.
Yes.
You know? If I would write in the journal and tell myself the truth.
Yes,
you know?
Because the way you're doing tapping is not the same quality as journaling. And if you mix tapping and journaling together, you'd have a session.
Yeah, true.
That's where you'd have a solo processing session.
Yeah, that's true.
And these two things, see, you have one, you have the other, but no middle ground.
I should put the tap, I used to have the journal book right on my bed, and then I noticed I moved it away. I put it right on my bed with the pen on it, I see it, and then I tend to do it.
Have the energy fields on, and tap on your light, or tap on your iPod, or tap on something, before you start, and then tap a little bit every once in a while when you need to kind of get you through whatever you need to, but tap on the idea, rather than tap on the idea of journaling.
Okay.
You know, so you're clearing it so that you can be open to it, and get the idea that something's coming through me.
Something's coming through me.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
But I think it could be great.
But I think it could be great.
And the only time it isn't great.
And the only time it isn't great.
When I block it.
Is when I block it.
And there's a way of unblocking it.
And there's a way of unblocking it.
That I forget about sometimes.
That I forget about sometimes.
And when I forget about it.
When I forget about it.
I'm truly alone.
I'm truly alone.
I'm truly a sad little cat.
I'm truly a sad little cat.
Hiding under the dining room table.
Hiding under the dining room table till I die.
The maid of constant sorrow.
Constant sorrow.
Is sorrowful.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah. Okay, but the maid of partial sorrow.
Maid of partial sorrow.
Is sorrowful.
Sorrowful.
When she doesn't know a way out.
When she doesn't know a way out, when she feels despair.
And yet the tools are right there.
And yet the tools are right there.
And I'm pioneering something about myself.
And I'm pioneering something about myself.
It could be really great.
It could be really great.
It's an integration of spirituality.
It's the integration of spirituality.
Writing. And tapping.
That sounds nice. Yeah.
And there are three things that I know. That I haven't put together that much. They're starting to come together. And they make a whole me. Not a partial. But a whole me.
That would help me then with this feeling of exhaustion and,
yes,
and fear that I can't control myself and I have to attach to someone, yes, else's energy.
The exhaustion and fear.
Comes to me.
When I don't follow my own intuition.
Absolutely.
We've been over this, right?
When I don't follow my own intuition.
It's exhausting playing stupid.
It's exhausting playing stupid.
It's exhausting playing dumb.
It's exhausting playing dumb.
It's exhausting playing lonely.
It's exhausting playing lonely, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's particularly exhausting.
When I claim that the answer is outside of myself. It really betrays me. It tells me I don't have the power. But yet when I look at my life. I have the power every time I want it. I have the power every time I use it. There's some identity inside of me. Does not want to do any of that.
Wants to stay just the way it is.
Yep. Wants to find someone outside of them responsible for my condition.
Wants to be a victim.
Yep.
Wants to find somebody outside of me responsible for my condition.
And it wants to affirm there's nothing I can do about it. I'm helpless.
I'm a helpless child.
I can't change it.
It's that child part. It's a stubborn child part.
That won't give in to pleasure. Yeah. That's what you tell me, remember? You've told me I won't give in to pleasure.
Uh-huh.
So I'm running that back on you here. You won't give in to pleasure because you can pleasure yourself by only simply following what your subconscious is bringing up and your intuition is bringing up, and you have the tools. You spent your whole life doing these tools. You live with a guy that does EFT. You were a writer and a journalist and are a very good editor. And you follow the spiritual path. These are the three fundamental identities that have taken place in your life. And the fourth one is just a regular life. Okay? So if you could have just a regular life with all those three together, you'd be a whole person. That's what your whole person looks like.
I'm glad this is recorded because it went one ear and out the other.
Yeah. Look, because it'll blow the whole game.
Yeah.
It'll transmute everything. But that's what your whole person.
I feel like I'm close to it.
Oh, yeah.
More than ever before, all the years we've been together.
Oh, no question.
I've never been made this much gain.
Yeah, because you only blame me slightly now, and you get off of it way more quickly. It's useless to blame me for your inadequacies.
Oh, it's true. It's useless to blame Norm, Sharon, for your inadequacies. Get it, girl?
And the funny thing is your inadequacies are self-assumed. No one's telling you that you can't be adequate anymore. Maybe they were in the past.
Yeah, nobody's telling me I can't be adequate.
Who's telling you now?
It's just me.
It's just you. You've carried the mantle of your parents for so long and their statements about you. And here you are so close. You have three primary major fundamental abilities that are coming together into an integration, which could be powerful as hell for you. It could get you everything in life you want. It could get you all of life and what you want. It could have you a great life. And you could also be yourself in this game.
Do you realize how intuitive you are?
Right now? Thank you. But you've been telling me. Well, thanks. I watch the lights and I watch your indicators. And I've been hearing you for a long time, even though you deny it sometimes. But yeah, it is what you've been saying. I'm just repeating back to you what you've been telling me. There's no difference here. You've been telling me that these things don't integrate, and when they do, scares the crap out of you because they work.
Why do we not want to be powerful beings?
Yeah.
Why do we not want to be powerful? We keep holding on to our victim stuff. Why?
You could have
it's a habit, don't you think?
Yeah.
Habit is the hardest thing to change of all, habit.
I can have it all.
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 I can write.
I can write.
Be spiritual.
Be spiritual.
Tap.
Tap.
And have a real life.
And have a real life. Integrated life. Integrated. I only have to have one at the expense of the other. That's where went wrong.
Yep, they don't have to be separate.
Because I lived 7 years one life, and I thought that's what life was all about. And then I didn't have that, and I thought life was about nothing. And I never created an integration somewhere. Yeah.
The three separate personalities that clash really badly. And so what's coming up for me?
What's coming up for me? Is one integrated personality.
That has many different traits. And it has the qualities of all the personalities I've had before. With the negative traits deleted. All living under the same house.
All living in the same house.
All living under the same roof.
All living under the same roof.
And not living under the dining room table.
Oh, you're so funny. Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's major amount of coherence for the session. We got way more coherence at the end, and we got on this last stuff. Stayed coherent nicely. Oh, absolutely, it is. It's enough. So, there we are. And
another vacuum cleaner session.
Good. Good.
Now, I do have reservations about this, because it talked a lot about personal stuff between us. So, I'm...